Hey, this is Ron, and this is Ron's update number 86. I'm sitting in my car on a rainy day, and I thought it'd be a good time just to do an update. Well, everybody, it's time for a race report. I threw in a 5-mile race the last Saturday. I hadn't really planned one way or another on doing a race, so it wasn't a scheduled race that was critical to my racing schedule, which is non-existent right now. It was just a race that popped up. It was one of the Grand Prix races for the Atlanta Track Club that they have every couple of, well, I guess they at least have one a month. I hadn't been paying much attention to doing any track club races because I hadn't been in any kind of shape to even compete. So I was looking through, I don't know what I was looking through. I think what it was, I got an email from the track club about renewing my membership, and they had a list of upcoming races, and I looked on the schedule and I saw one for last Saturday, which... what was Saturday, the 3rd? Yeah, I think it was the 3rd of November. And since I just turned 71, I figured, well, I might as well throw in a race right off the bat and see what's going on with my fitness. Since I'd switched to a new training program once again, I've been doing the 10K training program of Galloway's. You're still using the run walk, even though it's a 10K. And I thought, well, I've been doing some... interval workouts on Wednesdays or Thursdays, and I've been doing some race rehearsal runs. I've done a couple of magic miles. I might throw in a race just to see if anything is catching, you know. So I went online, I guess it was Thursday night, and registered, because you can register for their races Thursday, even though it doesn't cost anything. It's a free race for a member. And I went, well, I'll just go ahead and register. Then Saturday morning, I got up about 10 till 5, yeah. And got a shower and got all ready, you know, put all my paraphernalia on, hopped in the car. And the race was located in Cartersville, which is probably about 50 to 60 miles from my house. I live on the northeast side of Atlanta. And Cartersville is up I-75 north going towards Chattanooga. Probably, I would put it in the north to northwest direction above Atlanta. So I got in the car and headed out. It was a nice day. I mean, it was, of course, it was pitch dark at that time of the morning because I had to be, the race started at 8 and I had to be there about 7 to get parking and everything according to their little blurb on the internet. So I got there about 5 after 7, got out of the car, went and picked up my race bib, went back, got in the car, because it was felt cold to me. I don't know, it was in the low 40s, and it was just, and it had kind of a, when I was driving up there, when I was going through some of the back roads, there was like fog out on the fields, you know, just laying out there on the top of the field. It was really neat looking. It wasn't completely foggy, like the road wasn't foggy. It was just out in those fields. And when I got up there and hopped out of the car, it was like, oh, wow, this is cold. There wasn't any wind blowing or anything, but I just didn't expect it to be that much colder, because when I left home, I think it was like 54 degrees at the house. And when I got up there, it was probably just above 40. So I hopped back in the car and sat a little bit, and then about 15 minutes till 8, I got out and started running around just to warm up, because if you've listened to my podcast at all, I've got atrial fibrillation sometimes. Not most of the time, but sometimes I do, and one of the times I'll get it is if I jump in a race and just take off, you know, and don't warm up, and my heart rate will just spike, and it's hard to get it back down. So when I go out and I warm up by running and walking, you know, about a Close to a mile. It really makes a difference because when the race starts, it doesn't bother me at all, which is strange, but that's the way it is. I guess it's just a matter of warming up, not shocking your heart like with a big exertion right off the bat or something. I don't know. But anyway, I decided I was going to use a 2.5 minute run and a 30 second walk all the way through this 5 mile race just to see what kind of a pace I was going to come up with. So, I mean, I pretty much had negative splits the whole race. And we're not talking fast here. I mean, I averaged for the whole race, I averaged, I think it was a 9:38 pace, which used to be in the old days slower than I used to train. But anyway, it's race pace for me now, let me put it that way. So I was happy with a 9:38, considering I was running 2.5 minutes and walking 30 seconds all the way through the whole race. And I ended up with, I think it was a 48:18 overall on my Garmin. Track Club got some other weird thing. I mean, I don't know how the Track Club worked their chip system this time. They had a chip pad on the ground when we went across the start line, but I'm thinking that that thing must have been only for the finish line, because when I went across it, like the race started when I was back getting a drink. I wasn't even in the crowd. The race started, and then I saw him running, so I got up there and took off. So I figured, well, with a chip, it doesn't make any difference. You know, I'm going to get a chip time and a gun time. Well, when I went online, when the race was over later on that evening, I had the same time as the chip and the gun time were the same, which indicated to me that all they had was the finish chip, not a start, because there was no possible way that my gun time and my chip time would have been the same if they'd have been using a pad at the start of the race too, unless it just malfunctioned or something and so they had to do it that way. But anyway, there were a couple people in the race that I wanted to finish ahead of, and they ended up starting way ahead of me, so I go, well, I'm just going to run my pace and see how it works out. So I just chugged along, and I can't really say whether I guess I did pick up some people, particularly in the first mile or two, which is weird, doing the run-walk. I think sometimes people start out faster than they should, and then they realize that they've made a mistake, and they slow down. Because I think I passed some people in the first mile, and then all the way through the race, I'd pick off one or two here and there, not a tremendous amount, but I had very few people go by me. And maybe that's because I ended up starting at the back of the pack. That's all I could do is pick off the slower people. Anyway, getting to it, one of the guys that's in my age group that we have a friendly rivalry. I mean, sometimes he finishes ahead of me. Sometimes I finish ahead of him. It's pretty much on which one of us is injured least or hitting sick at the time. It's nothing to do with really serious training. And in the past couple of races, like I think he finished ahead of me at Peachtree, and I did a 4 mile race the week after Peachtree, and he finished ahead of me that race. So I kind of wanted to beat him, but I didn't really know what kind of shape I was in. So I just ran, and I didn't even see him at all at the start. So I knew he was way ahead of me. So I just chugged along, and about between 2.5 and 3 miles, I saw him up ahead of me, and I was gaining on him, which I thought, well, that's pretty cool. I'm running and walking, and he's not, and I'm gaining on him every time I run. And when I walk, you know, he pulls a little bit ahead of me. But so I put in my race strategy then. I go, well, I want to catch him by the 4 mile mark, which gave me about a mile and a half to catch him. And then what I would do was, if I had to, I would quit doing the run walk in that last mile just so I could finish ahead of him, because if I went by him, he might, you know, take off and try to race me. So it ended up, I came up right behind him, right at the 4 mile mark. So what I did is, I was using my Galloway timer, I just turned it off when I got up behind him, and it was kind of a little uphill. I mean, that course was pretty flat, but there was a little rise going up to 4 mile there. If you want to call it uphill, you can, but it really wasn't. And he was kind of doing this, I can't say he was running, but he was kind of walking fast. You know, he does that going uphill sometimes. So I came up behind him, and I turned off my beeper, and I just walked right behind him until I hit the 4 mile mark. Then I turned my beeper on and took off running and went by him, you know, fairly fast, because I had the 2.5 minute run there. And I tried to take off by him so he would go, wow, he's going fast, I'm not gonna be able to catch him. So that's what I did. And right after the 4 mile mark, you turn to the left and you kind of go down a downhill. So, you know, I took off down that downhill as best I could too, because I figured I'd try to put as much time between him and me as I could. But I never did look back. I didn't want to look back, because I figured if he saw me looking back, he'd think, ah, maybe he's not as tough as he thinks he is. So I just kept going and did my 2.5 and 30 seconds until, I guess, my Garmin showed I had about a half mile left on the race, and then I just turned the Galloway timer off and ran the last half mile in. And I did finish ahead of him about, I guess, over 10 seconds. Not an overly big distance ahead of him, but I beat him. That's what counts. And he said, I just couldn't seem to catch you. He says, well, every time I would start catching up to you, you'd take off running again. And he goes, you even ran walked just before the half mile to the finish. And I went, yeah. I said, I had a contingency plan. If you caught up with me, I was just going to turn off my timer and run all the way in. But when I got to the half mile mark, that's what I did anyway, just to make sure. So I ended up finishing second in my age group, which was really surprised me, because I didn't even think I was going to place. And it wasn't like there was only two or three in the age group. I think we had six people in the age group, which, you know, that's not bad. So I came in second. And to me, I always look at the Atlanta Track Club races as being more competitive races than the standard local race, you know, that you get charity event or whatever. The track club is strictly just members, and they're harder core runners than you'd get at a regular charity event. So anyway, I felt pretty good about that race, and it gave me inspiration to continue on with my training and try to improve more. Because I when I did my Worldwide Festival of Races 5K, which ended up being a time trial on the backside of Stone Mountain with Laura, I averaged like 10:06 a mile in that 5K, and I was wondering if I was ever going to be able to break into the 9-minute pace range again in races. Of course, I realized that wasn't a race, and I was just running against the clock, and it's very hard for me to run any faster when it's just me and a stopwatch. And, you know, my intervals, I've been running them low nines, high eights for quarter miles on my intervals. So I was hoping maybe in a race I could break 10 minutes. And so that's what I did. And I got down to 9:38. So hopefully, continuing my training program, I can get down into the low nines, which would be great. It would really be a stretch if I ever broke a 9-minute pace in a race anymore. I mean, that would really be like world class for me. I know all you younger guys, you just laugh hearing me talk about racing at a 9:30 pace, you know, or 9:38 pace. But hey, when you get old, you take what you can get, you know what I'm saying? And that's the way it is. All of y'all will get there someday, so just appreciate what you got now. And I even appreciate what I got now, even though it's a whole lot slower than it used to be. So anyway, came in second overall in my age group, had a good race, felt good about it. Looking forward to my next one, and I'll talk to you later. Bye. I hope you've enjoyed this brief podcast, and remember, you can always subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher Smart Radio. So until next time, see ya.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.